الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله ما بعد. After studying briefly some of the terminology of the people of Hadith, رحمهم الله تعالى, inshallah we have a greater respect, honor and love for those scholars. And we see the diligence that they had and their love for the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and their love for the Sunnah. All of that based upon their love for Allah Azza wa Jal and their sincerity and truthfulness and their shahada. Radiyallahu anhum jami'an, the scholars of hadith. Their way continues until this day. Those scholars in that chain, it continues. And the scholars of hadith, alhamdulillah, ahlul hadith, ahlul sunnah, they remain until this day, alhamdulillah. We study with a number of them. And just today, one of them have passed, one of our great teachers and the great scholars of the Sunnah of our era, Shaykh Rabi' ibn Hadi al-Madkhali, rahimahullah ta'ala, one of the great scholars who was very diligent in spreading the Sunnah and teaching the Muslims and defending the Sahaba and the way of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He's very known for that. He passed today. We ask Allah to have mercy on him and to forgive him and to accept his efforts that he put forth for al-Islam and for the Muslims, to raise his rank in the Jannah, in the hereafter, and to grant him his mercy, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we seek forgiveness. We seek forgiveness for the scholars. We think good about the scholars. We love the scholars of hadith. So those that have passed, we should remember them, make dua for them often, ask Allah to forgive them and to accept from them. And those who remain, those who are alive, we make dua for them. May Allah protect them. May Allah preserve them. May Allah give them a long life upon obedience. The great scholars that are alive today and teaching, like Sheikh Abdul Razak, for example, we hope that Allah will give them a long life upon khayr, upon obedience, upon teaching and spreading the deen so that the believers can benefit and we can be from those who benefit. So again, we have to realize the status of the people of knowledge. We don't raise them above the rank that Allah has given them, and likewise we do not degrade them or lower them from that rank as well. Whether we love them for the sake of Allah, for that which they have established for the deen of Allah and the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah forgive Shaykh Rabi' and all the scholars who have passed, and make those who are alive firm and steadfast, and us along with them. Hadha wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.